so far it's going good. You know, the tour days aren't too bad. We're progressing as a team. Most of the defense coming along, getting good push from the D-line. And as a corners, you know, we started off a little slow in the beginning, but we're focusing more on our technique and eyes, and so I guess we're coming along pretty good right now.
In some of the practices, you're keeping up with a number, and you're hollering back at Coach. Tell us a little bit about that number and what it is.
That's just a little thing me and Coach like it. Got going on. He said I can't catch pass deflect more than 12 passes a day, so every time I get one, I just try to keep counting on for him.
So it's all your pass deflections?
Yeah, our interceptions.
Gotcha. And how is it going up against Tim and Ahmad?
Oh, it's great, man. Those guys are unbelievable at the right receiver position. It's just helped me progress even more each day going against those guys.
How many picks do you have this fall?
I have no idea.
What about pass deflections? So I know you're keeping up with that.
I'm keeping up with those. I have 15.
15 total.
Yes.
That's a pretty good number.
He talks about going up against those new receivers. Last year, I think we had 4 healthy receivers at the end of the year. Does it help a lot to have all these receivers now?
Right.
Fast guys, tall guys?
It helps a lot because last year we was more of a run-oriented team. So, you know, guys didn't, you know, we didn't have as many guys. There was a lot of hurt guys. And this year, we have a ton of receivers. So that helps a lot going against the different kinds of, like, the tall guys and Tim, the more speedy guys and Richie Casey and Phillip. It helps a lot.
Talk about last year, how we had 3 or 4 cornerbacks, and then about halfway through the year, you just kind of emerged. You made some big plays, got some interceptions. Was it just a matter of sticking with it and working hard, or what made the change for you?
I mean, it was a lot of hard work, but a lot of guys got injured, so I didn't really have a choice. You know, I just wanted to help my team, and one thing led to another, and a couple of plays happened, you know. But it was mostly just trying to keep fighting with it and staying with it and helping my team when they needed me.
Y'all got a lot of young corners and safeties that are going to be forced into action this year. Have you and Terry Carter and some of the veteran guys been able to help them along? And you see some promise in some of those young guys?
Oh, a lot of promise. The young guys are coming along. Tank Kelly, he's helping the safeties come along. And me and Terry, we're just trying to, you know, build as a whole, as a unit, you know. And the young guys like Justin Goodman, he's coming along pretty good. And Ryan Williams, a lot of guys. Everybody's coming along each day. They're getting better. And I think we're going to have some special this year.
How many times do you replay in your mind that interception against Boise?
Oh, probably about 1 or 2 times a day, just because the guys remind me of it every now and again, so, you know.
And the Jumbotron's going to remind you even more.
Hopefully, if I get to see it, you know, Coach Spain don't like that too much.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks.